What is your fastest path to becoming a millionaire copywriter, to becoming a millionaire through copywriting? It's Monday, which is the day where my daily episode is dedicated to answering your questions that you have asked about copywriting, marketing, business building, and more. Check out the link in the description of this episode if you would like to ask your own question, to have it answered in an upcoming Mailbox Monday episode. I'm Roy Furr. This is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets, and I'm actually going to give you four and a half recommendations for your fastest way to become a millionaire through writing copy. And stay tuned for number four, because it is probably the best way. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. Okay, so what's the fastest way to become a millionaire through writing copy? That's the question my subscriber Sean sent that in through the forum, where the link is in the description. And I have four and a half recommendations for you. So number one, like the number one recommendation that is the foundation for everything else that I'm going to tell you. The number one recommendation, it's the foundation. It's not necessarily like what you actually do physically to become a millionaire through writing copy, but it is the foundation for anything else you're going to do. And that number one tip or recommendation for you is to get good. You have to get good at copywriting. You have to get good at getting results. You have to be able to generate leads, customers, sales, profits, because any type of copywriting that you do that is actually able to do that is what you're going to use. It's going to be the foundation that you're going to use for generating whatever wealth you're going to generate through copywriting. And so, number one, you have to get good, and you have to be able to get business results. And so you need to figure out like what works in copywriting, what doesn't work in copywriting, you know, what are the proven methods, what are the proven principles, what works in copywriting. And so number one, get good. And then here's my little half tip for you. And this actually may be even more important, because you're never going to become a millionaire if you don't apply this little half tip. Learn to save money. Learn not to spend all the money that you make, because there are plenty of people who make a fortune every year who still basically live as paycheck to paycheck, as people who are making minimum wage, and who are actually sometimes in even worse situations because they are too good at accumulating debt. You have to learn to save money. You have to learn to set aside money. You have to learn not to blow all your money. You have to learn not to gamble all your money away on risky speculations on crypto or stocks or whatever, right? You have to learn how to save and accumulate money, because even if I tell you how to make $10 million, if you also spend $10 million, you are not a millionaire. If I teach you how to make $1.1 million and you spend $100,000 of it, you're a millionaire. Okay, so learn to save money. Of course, the fastest way to save money is to know how to make more of it, to be able to actually make more money, and then you have more money to save. You can save a higher percentage without it impacting your lifestyle, but you have to be careful for lifestyle creep, because if you make a lot of money quickly and your lifestyle grows as fast as your income, then you're not going to ever become a millionaire. You're not ever going to accumulate real wealth. You really do need to learn to save money. Okay, so that's 1 and 1.5. So you've gotten your first tip and your half tip. Now let's get down into much more practical, like this is the on the ground stuff that you need to do if you want to become a millionaire through writing copy. The first thing, and actually this is a breakdown that I do in my book, The Copywriter's Guide to Getting Paid. It's at copywritersguide.com. I'll include a link in the description with this episode as well. I talk about if you want to make $1 million with copy, you have to make your client $20 million. if you can make your client $20 million, you will make $1 million with copy. Now, there's some specific math that I use to get to that. Basically, as a copywriter, if you're pretty good and you're working with pretty good clients, you can probably make a 5% royalty on sales generated through your copy. And if you can make a 5% royalty on sales generated through your copy, and your copy makes $20 million for your client, that's $1 million for you. And so you have to find a client who's capable of, you know, taking full advantage of good copy, who's capable of sending traffic to promotions that are able to generate high conversions and profits. You have to be capable of creating copy that converts. You have to have a good offer that is, that has the kind of economics in it that allows a client to scale your offer. But basically, you know, what it comes down to is if you can negotiate a 5% royalty and you can make your client $20 million with your copy, with your marketing, then you get $1 million in royalties. And, you know, this actually shifts it from being a very selfish question. You know, how can I get $1 million? How can I get $1 million to, in one sense, it's a generous question. If the answer to how can I make $1 million with my copy is I have to learn how to make somebody else $20 million and I'm going to get a percentage of that, a portion of that for myself, you know, that forces you to think beyond that selfishness and instead think about, okay, how can I solve somebody else's problem? And I forget exactly who said this. Somebody maybe in the comments can let me know where this quote comes from. But, I believe it's Peter Diamandis, who's an author about, like, technology in the future. And he said, if you want to become a billionaire, figure out how to solve a $1 problem for a billion people. Figure out how to positively impact a billion people's lives to the tune of even a dollar, and you can become a billionaire. And so it's really easy when we start to think about these income goals, it's very easy to get into kind of the selfish attitude of like, how can I take as much money as possible? And the reality is that people who are in that selfish attitude very seldom actually end up achieving that goal. Yes, some people certainly do succeed through extreme selfishness. And often they leave a trail of pain and sometimes legal troubles in their wake. And sometimes that comes back and it really gets them hard. But if you operate from this perspective of generosity, like how can I create $20 million in results for my clients and get paid 5% of that? How can I impact a billion people's lives in a positive way and get paid a dollar for each of those? Like that's how you achieve your own selfish goals, is by helping enough. That goes to Zig Ziglar. If you can help enough other people get what they want, you can get what you want. The best way to get what you want is to help enough other people get what they want. And so tip number two was make your client $20 million. And I've already almost slipped into the principles behind tip number three. Tip number three is to launch your own $1 million offer or funnel. So that is, you know, we're no longer talking about client businesses. We're no longer talking about building, you know, getting paid royalties and fees. What we're talking about is you build your own business, you figure out how to get traffic, how to target a specific audience and get them to pay attention to your messages, how to have them interested enough in your product or service that they actually convert, and how to structure your offers and your economics of your business in such a way that you're able to generate substantial profits from that. And so if you can launch your own $1 million offer or funnel, you know, there are people that grow rich very quickly through that type of thing. They find a big market with a pressing need, and they find a way to solve that need, and they put that out into the marketplace as some kind of offer, and they launch that, and maybe at first they don't succeed, but they keep trying, and they try again, and try again, and they launch their own $1 million offer or funnel and become a millionaire that way. And so that's tip number three, build your own business, build your own offer, build your own funnel, and grow that, find a way to make that happen. Now, tip number four, I promised that this was probably the most valuable tip. It's to partner in a business. And so if you're a good copywriter, maybe you're not great at finding traffic, at getting traffic to your offers. So maybe you need to partner up with someone who's really good at getting traffic but needs copy. Maybe you are good at traffic and conversions, but you don't have a lot of great offers. So you need to partner up with somebody who is capable of delivering you specific offers, right? For example, I know a small group of people that are very good at creating customer acquisition funnels, and they partner up with people who are experts in their industry, and they create products with those people, and they acquire customers for their own products, but then they also pass those customers off to the people who they co-created the products with, and those people pay them an affiliate commission for any additional sales. And these people just got together and partnered in this business, and they figured this out, and they partner with other businesses in order to help generate leads and customers and sales and profits for everybody. I know another copywriter who at various times has partnered in a whole mix of businesses, but the one that had the biggest impact on his life, he actually partnered in a very early online banking success story. And if I remember the details right, there were about 8 co-founders of this business, and he was the marketing guy. And he got it turned out to be a significant stake in the business by basically just doing all the marketing work in the first couple of years. And they launched this online bank, and it grew, and it is huge at this point. But when they actually sold it, he got a very large sum of money by selling his initial stake in the business that he didn't put any money in. He just put his marketing skills and abilities in. I can think of countless other success stories where the copywriters who became the most financially successful did it not through client work or not through like launching a ClickBank offer or something like that. They actually built a substantial business on the back of their copywriting and marketing skills, oftentimes with partners who were able to fill in other roles within that business. So that's it. Just quickly recapping. Number one, you have to get good. You have to be able to get results. You have to get good. You have to be able to get results. Number two, or 1.5, I'm sorry, is learn to save money. It doesn't matter how much you make. If you are not actually saving enough of that money, you will never get to $1 million in liquid assets, $1 million in the bank, $1 million in inflexible assets that you would actually count in order to make you what you would consider a millionaire. So that was 1 and 1.5. Number two is make your client $20 million with a 5% royalty. That's $1 million in royalties. And however you do that, make your client or clients $20 million. That's a path to get there. Number three, launch your own $1 million offer or funnel. So, make a decision. Hey, I'm going to build out this business, this offer, this funnel in a way that's scalable, that's not tied necessarily to the amount of work that I put in with each client. That's an important point, by the way. It is hard to get to $1 million like in fees for anything that requires your where somebody's just paying you for your time. It really has to be something that's leveraged where perhaps they're paying you either for a product, like a tangible product that they get, or for knowledge that can be packaged up inside of some kind of published product. So, it could be training, it could be maybe even a group coaching program, but not like one-on-one time. It's very hard to turn that particular type of offer into $1 million unless you have some very, 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 very highly coveted knowledge that people are happily will happily pay top dollar for. And then number four is become a partner in some kind of business that allows you to contribute your marketing and copywriting skills, where other people are able to kind of fill in the other aspects of running the business. And remember to check out the links in the description with this. I'll include a link to the Copywriter's Guide to Getting Paid, which I mentioned, where I break down that, you know, make your client $20 million. It's all about the business of copywriting. There, you know, when I wrote it, I recognized that there were a ton of books out there all about the craft of copywriting, the skill of copywriting, how to write copy that actually generates money, generates sales, generates leads, customer sales profits. But I recognized pretty quickly that while there was an abundance of that type of information, there wasn't necessarily an abundance of information about how to get ahead, how to succeed as a copywriter. Everything from getting a good marketing job to building a freelance or a client copywriting business to launching a business that's not about copywriting, but where you are using your copywriting skills to grow the business and to achieve success as a copywriter that way. So it's the Copywriter's Guide to Getting Paid. It's all about the strategies and principles behind that. The link is in the description. There's also a link in the description if you want to go deep with me and get my training on how to get paid as a copywriter, as well as how to do copywriting that is able to generate results. So number one, get good and be able to get results. That's my BTMS Insiders training library. It's like Netflix, where you sign up, you pay a low monthly fee, but you get access to an entire catalog of copywriting, marketing, and entrepreneurship training. That's BTMS Insiders, short for Breakthrough Marketing Secrets Insiders. The link is in the description. And also remember, if you have a question that you'd like to have answered in an upcoming episode, check out the link in the description to ask me your question as well. Again, I'm Roy Furr. This is your daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Leave a comment with this episode. Let me know on a scale of 1 to 10 how valuable you're finding it and why. What are your takeaways? What are your action items? What are you going to do as a result of what you are hearing? You can also leave that as a review. Tap the like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you, and so that the magical algorithms of the internet will know to share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it with folks directly, and subscribe before you go. Subscribe here. You can also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com, another link in the description, where you can sign up for my daily emails and get these daily episodes Monday through Friday, plus more exclusive content for email subscribers. I'm Roy Furr. This Breakthrough Marketing Secrets, always aim for 10 out of 10 value. I hope that I've delivered it here. And hey, I look forward to that one copywriter, that one marketer who's been listening from beginning to end of this episode, who actually takes even just one of these things and applies it and runs with it. And less than a year from now, they have done it and they've become a millionaire, and they come back and they say, "Hey, Roy, I followed your advice and I became a millionaire." And, you know, tell your story. Maybe we could do a whole episode about your story where you share what you did and how you've created your own wonderful success. Anyways, I always aim for 10 out of 10 value. I hope that I've delivered it here, and I look forward to seeing you again in the next episode. See you soon. Bye. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.